2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I swear to you, I've eaten 18,000 cookies today.
Did you pay for all of them?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Pretty sure. Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah. No, really. So we had Cookies for Kids Cancer come up. They brought thousands of cookies, and we were selling them in the hallways for Cookies for Kids Cancer, and people are eating them, and it's just, it's everyone's on the sugar high, but everyone's about to come down the sugar slope.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all going to just have a mass nap.
Goodbye.
I think Nate ate more cookies than anyone.
I had 8 all told.
The s'mores cookie was my favorite.
I think I ate every single cookie that was brought in, every single type of cookie, and I am crashing right now.
I saw Nate at his sugar high. He looked like he was on drugs.
Yeah.
Like he was doing...
Yeah, it was...
What's that, Scary? Where's your microphone? Turn it on.
You got to hit that button.
Yeah, I don't know how to turn you on. It's all fucked up. Anyway, we ate a lot of cookies, and now we're all coming down.
Yeah, there were a lot. Scary just moved my backpack off of a seat so that he could sit on it, and it was exploding with cookies.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go work out today. I think I'd rather just go have lunch and go home.
Yeah, have another cookie.
Bring your trainer cookies.
Yes.
All right, so anyway, it's really funny, but right before we started the podcast, Brody was asking us riddles. I love riddles.
I do too.
Yeah, well, I asked them all. Like, I went through, like...
Now we know all the answers.
Yeah, I did the aspirin one and the twins.
I didn't hear the aspirin riddle.
Oh, the riddle is, if a doctor gives you 3 pills and tells you to take one every half hour,
mm-hmm.
how long before they're all gone?
An hour.
Right, but everybody says an hour and a half because it's 3 times a half hour.
Right.
But you've taken quite a number of pills in your life, so you knew that.
See, I knew it was coming, so I had to think it through.
Right. Well, it couldn't be the obvious, but people always guess the obvious. Well, it's an hour and a half.
An hour and a half, because that's 3.
I wouldn't be asking you as a riddle if it was 3.
Exactly.
An hour and a half, rather.
Well, I have a riddle if you guys want one.
Yes.
This one was going around a couple months ago, so if you've seen it, do not answer. But the question is, someone's mother has 4 sons, north, west, and south. What is the name of the 4th son? Private message me with the name. What's the name of the 4th son? That's what we're trying to get.
What
is the name? What's?
What is the name of the 4th son?
Nate?
What was the riddle again?
Yeah,
read it again.
I'm sorry.
Someone's mother has 4 sons.
Oh, someone.
Someone.
North, west, and south.
Kanye.
What is the name of the 4th son?
Okay, so
message the name of the 4th son.
Someone. Is it someone?
No. Elvis was correct.
Yeah,
what? It's what?
She just told you what's the
what
name.
What is the name of the 4th son?
Someone's mother.
What is the name?
Yeah.
It could be someone's.
But here's the thing,
by the way, if you debate the riddle, it really kind
of... upset also.
I said someone. It could be someone based on the interpretation.
Here's the problem.
Ask that riddle.
What's the problem?
Here's the problem, Brody, is that there's a question mark. There should be a question mark if it was what is the name of the 4th son, question mark. It says what is the name of the 4th son, period.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Yeah,
I just read right into your mind.
You did. You got it.
All right. You walk into a room that contains a match, a kerosene lamp, a candle, and a fireplace. What would you light first?
The match.
The match.
Correct.
That wasn't any fun.
You see a boat filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on board. How is that possible?
Coronavirus.
You see a boat filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on board. How
the boat
is
called filled with people.
They're all couples.
No, you said single people.
There isn't a single person on board.
But, they're all married.
They're all married.
They're all couples.
I already said that. Sorry, you could say couples.
Okay. I think couples is better than married.
Thank you.
Got 55 cents in 2 coins. One of them is not a nickel. How do I do it? 2 coins equal 55 cents. One of them is not a nickel.
2 coins.
One of them is not a nickel.
It's a 50 cent piece and a nickel.
The other one is. What can you break even if you never pick it up or touch it?
Wind.
A heart.
The speed of sound. The law.
Wind.
A promise. You guys are all machine gun of answers over here.
I know that, but they're all good.
Yeah,
I thought breaking wind was my favorite.
Yeah, that's good.
I am white when I'm dirty and I'm black when I'm clean. What am I?
Your soap.
Who cares?
A blackboard.
Oh.
What is full of holes but still holds water?
Full of holes.
Bingo.
A theory.
A sponge.
A sponge, Danielle. Look at that.
Look who showed up.
Oh, Danielle just shows up, and so here she goes coming out swinging.
What's up?
A man leaves home and turns left 3 times, only to return home facing 2 men wearing masks. Who are those 2 men?
Baseball players. the catcher and the umpire.
He's right.
Oh, very good.
Brody, the old Mets fan.
There you go.
There's a one-story house in which everything is yellow. Yellow walls, yellow doors, yellow furniture. What color are the stairs?
There are no stairs. It's a one-story house.
Very good.
Oh, lady.
The more you, unless it's to the porch.
The more you take...
Don't
the,
overthink.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
A breath.
Footsteps.
I don't know. Oh. I'm just making up shit.
The more you dry, the wetter it is.
I have... What?
The
a
more
towel.
You dry.
Oh, oh, oh. Well, he said what before? Yeah.
The wetter it is.
I have branches, but no fruit, trunk, or leaves. What am I?
A bank.
How the... Are you looking at the same website
no,
I am?
No, you know what? I'm older than five.
These. Right. Yeah.
These have been around for a long time. And by the way, you guys are reading online. I don't have access to these.
How about that?
I'm just using my brain power.
Can you do the one about the mother and the doctor?
No, stop.
Can you name three consecutive days without using...
I just found that one.
Without using the words Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Name three consecutive days.
The fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
I don't know.
New Year's Eve, right. New Year's Day, and the day after.
This is the worst podcast.
Yeah, well, this is the worst podcast ever. It was better yesterday talking about meatball recipes.
What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in a thousand years?
Gandhi.
Scary.
The letter M.
One of those letter
right,
ones.
All right, so what else is going on?
Every
all
kiss
right.
begins with K.
We were also talking about scary movies. What movie actually scares you? Because there's a lot of crappy
crap. Started
out,
we were talking about the movie Alien.
Alien, right. The original. Aliens is the sequel. Alien Cubed is the third.
With Sigourney Weaver in the original. And I thought that was a scary movie because it was one of those movies where shit just pops out of nowhere and scares you. Because that's really the only thing that scares me is being startled.
Yeah. Okay.
But some people say, well, mind trippy, satanic films freak them out. Not me. I'm like, please, I run with the devil every day. It doesn't scare me.
Yeah, the one that scared me the most, I don't think it really scares that many people, but it really messed with me. Paranormal Activity, the
really?
First one.
Really?
Oh,
see, I wasn't scared at all, except for the light switch.
Danielle and I saw that one. We saw that together, and we were like, this
you
is
You laughed at it?
You want to know what scared me about that movie?
What?
Scary, trying to hold my hand the
entire time. I didn't get that scared. I was not scared.
You don't recover from that.
No. You know what movies scare me? And I love the fact that they do.
On Golden Pond.
The Conjuring movies.
Oh, yeah, those
Annabelle,
are scary.
Annabelle, The Conjuring, like that, the whole series are fantastic. And it takes a lot to get me going.
Hereditary was really scary, too. That's like a mind trippy, weird, just kind of the imagery of it. It was really weird. And I told Andrew how much it terrified me. And he says, oh, my God, there's another one by the same guy. It's worse. You should watch it.
Oh,
no, I don't want to watch Midsommar. No.
You ever see that movie Teeth? Is it called teeth?
No, was that
I
the vagina?
Yeah. That's wait, that's terrible.
A vagina with teeth would scare a lot of people.
And it bites it off.
They call that vagina vendetta.
Yeah, it's actually like it's
yeah.
A
people are afraid
disease.
That the vaginas have teeth.
I'm gonna go watch this movie.
Did anybody else get scared by The Sixth Sense?
No,
it didn't really scare me, but I went back and watched it again immediately.
But you already knew the punchline.
Yeah,
there's a mistake in that movie, and I can't figure out like how no one.
Elvis, remember when you gave away the ending and then people were super pissed?
It was 5 years later.
Yeah, it was a lot later after the movie came out. And people, I gave away the ending and the whole premise, the secret to Sixth Sense, and people got mad at me. I'm like, oh, it's been 5 years.
Spoiler alert.
What's the mistake in the film?
Do you guys remember the film? So the whole movie, he's interacting with people and he has dinner with the wife. She doesn't talk to him, so he thinks she's mad at him.
Right.
But when they go to visit the kid's teacher, the son's teacher, right, he sits in the office with the wife and the principal. And wouldn't he have asked the principal a question? Wouldn't the principal have said something to him? That's the only scene that makes no sense, that he was not really there. And then he doesn't come out of the meeting and talk to his wife about what they just heard.
So it wasn't a mistake.
It's just a poorly written scene. Hmm. I'm just saying. Go back and watch it. You're like, yeah. That's everything else was brilliant. That scene makes no sense to me.
I must assume that the majority of people listening to this podcast right now have not seen Sixth Sense.
Well, then let's not ruin the ending again for them.
Okay.
Go see the movie.
Yeah. Go see it. It's in a theater, I'm sure. You need to go see it in your living room.
Yeah. It really is amazing how you can literally just press a button and watch any movie you want.
Or song.
You
pick your phone up, any song you've ever written.
I remember, not to date myself or ourselves, but I mean, you would wait and go to Blockbuster and pray that nobody had pulled all of the new releases. Like, if The Sixth Sense just come out.
God, those days are so gone.
My God, I hope there's one copy left. And then if there was none behind the little cases.
Well, how about when you waited 3 years for it to air on television and they would edit everything out?
Yeah.
God.
Dark ages. Now we have porn on our phones. Right, Gandhi?
So I'm sitting here with my my dog, Max.
Looks like a statue.
He's such a handsome little boy.
He's so uninterested in what we're talking
about. I kissed him
today.
Well,
he doesn't speak English. Maybe that is part of it.
Yeah. See, I think animals do understand. I think they can totally understand what's going on. Like, if you can teach them just one word, why only one word? Why could they not understand the rest?
Max understands things. Like, I say, let's go, and he'll follow me.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you want to go outside? Mm-hmm. Look at that.
And well, he understands this. If you're sad.
Watch this. You want some chicken?
Ooh. Yep.
You know, he's sitting right on the board. And as we know, that's not the first time doggy style has been in that spot.
Oh.
This is true.
My cats understand words.
What?
My cats understand eat, snack, and nap.
Yeah.
Like if I say, you want to take a nap with mama? They like come and follow me upstairs.
Do they understand when you say, I wish you were a dog?
No, I don't. I don't wish they were a dog. I don't want a dog. So up your butt.
I love your cats. I love watching your Instagram stories.
They have great personalities.
Yeah, really do.
Cats do.
Thank you.
I love cats and dogs. I'm fine with, I love cats. I actually know cats better than I know dogs.
Yeah.
So I've had so many. David Katz.
He's looking at me as if I'm insulting him.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm just fascinated.
He doesn't understand English.
I'm fascinated the way cats just love going into boxes in small spaces.
Any box, anytime, I guess.
In the sink. Anything that like kind of cuddles them like that. That's kind of cool.
Scary, you love Daniel's cats?
I do.
Would you pick one up?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
He doesn't pick up animals. He's terrified
of
them.
He wants a cat, though.
I do want a cat.
You really should learn how to pick up a cat before you get one.
Yeah,
I probably should, but I'm not going to get a cat.
You want a cat for the Instagram pictures, admit it.
That's not why I want a cat.
You think? Then why do you want a cat?
I just find them so cuddly. If you go on my Instagram discovery page right now, you'll probably see like every other picture will be of a kitten.
I tell you what, there's nothing I love more than lying down on the bed and Max just curling up right next to me. And as little as he is, he's 10 pounds, if that, he can kick you off a bed. Without you knowing it. He slowly moves you across the bed, and at the end of the night, half of your body is hanging off the bed. He just knows how to do it.
And it's because you don't want to inconvenience him at all or make him uncomfortable, so you just keep moving, and they know it. He takes advantage. I'm into it.
God, we've done a lot on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. We have.
You know, Garrett, you and your family recently lost a dog.
Yes.
And so now you have a dog.
Yep, we have...
And two kids.
Yep.
Have you thought about getting another dog?
Not yet. Maybe in a couple years, only because we just got our new Aussie Doodle, Scarlett. And I think it's weird, for me personally, just to bring a new dog in so quickly after we just got a new dog.
Okay.
And I just taught it how to pee outside.
Oh,
well. Yeah. We love that.
Yeah. How about another kid?
Yeah. No, I'm good. I have no place to sleep in my own bed. It's crazy.
I sleep
on the floor.
Our friends, Lee and Ricardo, they have two massive dogs. And the both of them sleep in the bed with them every night. I'm like, how do you do it? They're like, you just have to learn how to curl around them because they're in charge. The dogs are in charge.
Oh, yeah, they're the dominant ones. So, like, I have no place to go, and then my son comes into bed. Then my daughter wants to come to bed. Then my wife's in bed.
When do you have sex?
When are you having a third kid that way?
Before they, like, the moment they all fall asleep, I have a few minutes.
With a kid in the bed?
Before they come into the bed, into the bedroom.
Hurry, get in there.
Exactly.
Okay, back to riddles.
Who has a riddle?
Oh, hang on. I was actually just thinking about my grandmother. My grandmother had a cat. And I remember I wanted to play with the cat, and I'm allergic to cats.
Your grandmother's trying to kill you.
Is this a riddle?
No, I was just thinking. This memory came up to me, and I remember she had to take me to the hospital because my eyes swelled shut.
Was it on your birthday, too?
No, that was a downer.
Were you in the garage?
No, it's not in the garage.
Does anyone have a happy story?
How about a riddle?
I was just thinking about that.
How about a happy riddle? Can we counter
I'm
that?
I'm looking for riddles.
Nate walks into the emergency room.
And his grandmother. Okay, come on.
Remember that. Sorry.
What was the nurse's name?
I don't remember. By the way, you know, this podcast, I guess you see what it's like to be in the room with us when there's no microphones on? Because this is the bullshit we talk about.
It's just a stream of consciousness.
It's like, I don't know.
These are our thought bubbles.
Squirrel.
Hey, we talked on a previous podcast about a month ago maybe about how we don't tell people where we work and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a volunteer at my kid's school this past weekend, and I'm sitting at a table of four people. And the person next to me turns to her left and says to the other two people, so, because we didn't know each other, so what do you guys do for a living? And they went through their jobs, they're pharmaceutical and administrative. And so I saw her turning towards me and I went, oh, what kind of phone is that? And we started talking about the phone, so I distracted her, so I never had to talk about what I do.
Look at you. Why are you embarrassed about what you do?
It's just, you guys know, it turns into a whole, I listen to Howard, or...
I don't listen to the radio.
I don't listen to the radio, or what's that
I listen
like,
to
or,
all stations except for that one.
Right. I used to listen, my kids listen, my husband liked it, I don't. I'd just rather not. Unless I know they're fans, in which case, you know, it's interesting, but otherwise they're like, eh.
Oh, so if they're not interested in you, you can't have the conversation?
No, because I just said why.
I'm just kidding.
No, because they get into the whole why they don't, like, I didn't ask that question.
No, you're right. It's weird.
Right.
And then they ask you about all the celebrities, and you're like, oh.
Do you know Elvis? I go, no.
We should come up with a better list of topics for tomorrow's podcast.
Here's a riddle. Why did you guys listen to this today?
The 15-Minute Morning Show.